Even if I told you, still wouldn't understand what happened. Rather be myself or people look at me, don't matter. A rock star, just trying to keep it kosher. Trying to keep my eyes on my own paper like my teachers told me. Soon as think it's over, poof, number one on the charts. I'm never vicariously, oh, there they go. Biasly pushing negative narratives, I'm ready though. Cops wanna pull me over, embarrass me. Abusing power, you never knew me, thought I was arrogant. As a juvenile, police pull their guns like they scared of me. And we used to howl, crackers treat us now, that's the scary thing. Want anything we good at and we cherishing. Now we all fed up and new, coming back for everything. Rock stars, just watch the news, they burning cop cars. Kill another new, break the law and call us outlaws. What happened? Want us to keep it peaceful. Should've seen them hating, when I bought that Lamborghini. Throw up my middle finger. Police can't catch me this up. Brand new Lamborghini, the cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Have you ever met a real new rock star? This ain't no guitar, this a Glock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. It's safe to say I earned it, ain't a new, gave me nothing. I'm ready to hop out on a new, get the bus. Know you heard me say you play, you late, don't make me push the butt. Full of pain, dropped enough tears to fill up a fuck.
Going for buggers, I bought a chopper. I got a big drum and hold a hundred. Going for nothing, I'm ready to air it out on all these new, cause I can see I'm running. She talked to my mom, she hit me on FaceTime just to check up on me and my brother. I'm really the baby, she know that the youngest son was always guaranteed to get the money.
Okay, let's go.
She know that the baby boy was always guaranteed to get the loot. She know what I do, she know if I run from it, I'ma pull it out and shoot. PTSD, I'm always waking up in cold sweats like I got the flu. My daughter a G, she saw me killing it in front of her before the age of two. And I'll kill another nigga too, before I let another nigga do something to you.
Welcome to Clubhouse Video Live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXE, broadcasting Acre Catskill Hudson. That was Rockstar by DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch. We're in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you our weekly Black Lives Matter, sports, and rap radar segments. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
Well, we're going to kick off after a song break, and I'm DJ Popcorn, and I'm here with
Tyler,
DJ WIC.
We also got Kingston.
Hey. DJ Phoebs, what's up, y'all?
And we're going to play you guys something from a very popular black artist, and she goes by the name of the Queen, Beyonce, Black Parade.
I'm going back to the south. I'm going back, 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 back. When my roots ain't watered down. Growing, growing like a baobab tree. All life on fertile ground. My ancestor put me on game. Long time on gold chains. With my old shoe in a jail. Drip all on me. I'm good at a shiki friend. Hola, Yona, Stella, Sacha, Nachapa, Incense. Yeah, pure ice, 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 ice. Bust down, bloody. Bloody, bloody, put my wrist out.
Black, maybe that's the reason why they always mad. Yeah, they always
need peace and reparation for my people. Woo. Forget these late edges, I'ma let it shrivel up. Forget this fading ways, I'ma let it dread all up. Get your fist up in the air, show back love. Motherland drip on me, motherland, motherland drip on me. Honey, come around my way.
Of minds, bodies, and human rights, stripped of bloodlines, whipped and confined. This is the American pride. It's justifying a genocide, romanticizing the theft and bloodshed that made America the land of the free. To take a black life, land of the free, to bring a gun to a peaceful fight for civil rights. You are desensitized to pulling triggers on innocent lives because that's how we got here in the first place. These wounds sink deeper than the bullet your entitled hands could ever reach. Generations and generations of pain, fear, and anxiety. Equality is walking without intuition, saying the protector and the killer is wearing the same uniform. The revolution is not televised. Media perception is forced down the throats of closed minds, so it's lies in the headlines and generations of supremacy resulting in your ignorant, privileged eyes. We breathe the same and we bleed the same, but still we don't see the same. Be thankful we are God-fearing, because we do not seek revenge. We seek justice. We are past fear. We are fed up eating your shit because you think your so-called black friend validates your wokeness and erases your racism. That kind of uncomfortable conversation is too hard for your trust fund pockets to swallow. To swallow the strange fruit hanging from my family tree because of your audacity to say all men are created equal in the eyes of God, but disparage a man based on the color of his skin. Do not say you do not see color. When you see us, see us. We can't breathe.
I made him a million, now fuck it, we all rich. I ain't tryna have babies right now, so we fuck with a rubber, but I got a raw bitch. Know this money bring Evie, you probably won't beat me, but bro, we can't be about no small shit. Overseas got a crowd doing my shit. Can't believe that I'm still in apartments. Businessman went and got me in office. Million dollar deals, I get them often. Me and Dollar was serving on Spawn Street. All legit, he gon' stay with the chopstick. I got raw, that made me a monster. He be notice my sister, my mamas. Now they houses as big as they want them. I didn't run out no fucking commas. Look at Lil Donna. Living like we in a race, I might come in first and second, but I won't ever be last. Lately I've been in my bag, but told me don't take my foot off the gas. They give you an inch, gonna take you a mile. I'ma shoot by myself like a technical foul. City to city, got girls going wild, and I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo Solo got a squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to ease up, I didn't leave them any breathing room. Sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you a rat, so you know what's gonna happen. Whenever we catch you, I run with them snakes. Keep all the moves I've been making. By the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them greats. Watch how I move with this paper. I know if I slip up one time, they gon' try to come take it. Really, is it getting these niggas be faking? I don't want they vibes, so they hand ain't shaking. She on that 42 straight with no chasing. I'm trying to get out of here and go taste it. Yeah, my diamonds be VVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. Wake up every day, somebody harassing me. I got rich, they need money, they asking me. I was sitting in jail, they look out for me. Ones who need me, no same ones who doubted me. I been handling my own, they can vouch for me. They'll way down with me, know that she proud of me. Turn the heat up, ain't nobody hot as me. Everywhere dollars be, that's how I gotta be. I done gave her the word, now she not leaving. Said she love me to death, told her stop breathing. He try to do what I do, but we not even. I want all of the beef, I am not vegan. Boy, you said it was smoke, stop speaking. Vince the door, drop the top, I can't stop speeding. Trying to see if this bitch the top speed. Hit the beat on the back, have a knock. Call me baby, I control the rock. If the rap slow, I control the block. Yeah, I'm really it, and you niggas not. Got a couple coups, I can draw the top. I done made it, nigga, all these deep coming in. I'm saving for the bigger picture. No one day I need them, might as well get used to me. My biggest fear is ending up a used to be, yeah. Yeah, my diamonds be VVs. They
don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a big of me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a big of me. They can't get rid of me.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarm's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wayfarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Catskill Clubhouse.
27 hearts beat.
Here's what we do with the clubhouse. Here's what we do at 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 the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, that's your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
That was a Clubhouse original theme song by DJ WIC. And welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse Parents Organization, the Mental Health Association, Columbia Green. I am Tyla, and this is
DJ Popcorn.
And this is DJ WIC. And
we're also here with...
You've got Kingston.
Hey, it's Peeps. What's up?
Yeah, so what's up, guys? How have you guys been?
I'm all right. I'm really interested in hearing about, like, how the songs that we were just listening to relate to, like, Black creators and the Black Lives Movement and the way we're trying to hold and be really aware of all of that right now. So I'd love to just get into the segment.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so to start off the Black Lives Matter segment, I'm going to start off with some successful Black creators and Black artists out there. You know, there are plenty of Black creators, plenty of Black artists, but I want to touch on some of the lesser known ones. So, Kahine Wiley, an American painter based in New York City, is known for his highly naturalistic paintings of Black people. He was even commissioned in 2017 to paint a portrait of former President Barack Obama for Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery, which has portraits of all the US presidents. So I found that really interesting. Kara Elizabeth Walker, an American contemporary painter, silhouettist, printmaker, installation artist, and filmmaker, based in New York City. Very powerful. And those were the two artists, male and female, both black. Musicians was Flying Lotus. He's an American record producer, musician, DJ, filmmaker, and rapper from Los Angeles. And then we have Santa Bear.
I've heard of Flying Lotus before, and I just wanted to mention that, like, I do remember seeing that portrait of President Obama and how important it is to, like, have black artists representing and painting black people to, like, be able to have that authenticity there that doesn't end up as caricature.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You know,
so.
Mm-hmm. And it did look very impressive as well. I digged it.
Mm-hmm.
And the last artist I'm going to touch up on is Santa Gold. She's an American singer, songwriter, and record producer based in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had a friend of mine loan me this little known CD that was from when Santa Gold was not going by that at the time. I can't even remember what it was exactly, but it was a punk rock band that she was into. So she's got mad diverse talent in the musical sphere.
Yeah.
Do y'all listen to her music often? Like, no. Santa Gold, is that big in your sphere of playthroughs?
Probably heard one of her songs, but I've never really listened.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, I've heard it around. I just, like, haven't, like, taken the time, like, to actually, like, listen to it and, like, analyze a lot of, like, the lyrics and things she's been talking about. But, you know, like, I would one of these days want to, like, sit down with everybody here with the clubhouse and, you know, do a thing and talk about her.
Mm-hmm. Well, next I want to talk about, personally, I feel like a lot of people talk about, like, black-owned fashion brands and jewelry and makeup, and that's amazing. Don't get me wrong, that's amazing, and I love that. But I feel like sometimes we have to talk about, like, the other, like, what do you call it? Like, other, like, brands of businesses, you know what I mean? Like, plant shops and...
Different industries.
Mm-hmm, the different industries, yeah. Like, plant shops and candle shops and home etiquette and stuff like that. So, one, I researched a lot of different brands, but one I really liked was the Lilith Plant Shop that specializes in pop-up events across the D.C. metro area to connect people to indoor plants that directly, like, they directly match your lifestyle and your budget, which I think is very important in the black community because a lot of people are like, oh, I can't plant plants and, you know, take care of them. I don't got time and I don't got this set up there. Like, you know what? We got you. Like, it's all right. Like, they have workshops and everything. And I think it's great because they also feature stands and planters that are handcrafted by local artisans. So it's great. And I wanted to talk about candle shops that I've also researched. There's one called Joe and Monroe, in which they provide eco-friendly, individually hand-poured scented vegan candles that provide like a clean burn, because basically when you burn a candle, it's kind of, sometimes it has like toxins in the air and stuff. So they provide vegan candles that are really good for your home and your air, whatever, and they smell really good. And then we have a home essential brand called Estelle Colored Glass, and they specialize in vintage inspired hand-blown colored glasses in a mix of jewel and soft pastel tones, which is absolutely beautiful. And then we have a fashion brand called House of Ama, which is spelled with two A's, which is a culturally inspired lifestyle brand rooted in the ethnos in the African continent of diaspora, where I think is really important because a lot of the time people usually see like black-owned like American brands and like the American fashion culture. So I think it's very important for people to see like cultures from other like places, especially African continents. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. You're speaking to Pan-Africanism there. Just the idea that we are all connected under that, like black people, African, like Palestinian, like all underneath of that. You were talking about candles and like the clean burning effect of that. I feel like that's really important, especially when we're talking about like how black people have been subjected to like environmental oppression for so long and like the environment and their air quality, and like getting us to like pay attention to that and think about that even in just like the candles we're burning.
Exactly.
Like is really important. I appreciate you bringing those to our attention.
Yeah, those are the ones that really popped out to me. I have way more, but those, I like those. So. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Next, I wanted to talk about. Oh, you have something to say?
No. Actually, just go ahead.
Okay. Next, I wanted to talk about an African American woman who invented the home security system as we know it today. I think that's very important, especially to shed light on not only our African American inventors, but specifically our African American woman inventors. I think that is extremely important to point out. So her name was Marie Van Britton Brown, Britton Brown, who invented the home security system. And she was born in Jamaica, Queens, New York. And basically, she was pretty much just bothered by the high crime rates in her neighborhood. So she looked for ways to increase like her own levels of security in her home. And as a result, she created a system that would allow her to know who was at her home and be able to contact the local authorities whenever she needed to do it. And then Brown, basically, her invention just laid out every single, like, home security, basically, like, the home security system as we know it today. Like, she basically laid out the whole print.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. Because, wow. Everybody has some kind of form of home security.
Yeah, just gave all, the other, NordVPN people just, let mm-hmm. them know, this is how you actually are supposed to do mm-hmm. it. And, you know, really, set, the levels of expectation for, home security and, homeland mm-hmm. security and things like that as we know it today. So, shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Yeah, home security mm-hmm. is very important.
It's very important.
And it's cool when it's something so fundamental, right? It's everyone mm-hmm. knows about it. Almost everyone has it. And you almost take for granted, where'd this come from, right? It's so easy to do that.
I want to let everybody know. You. Yes, a black woman invented that.
And, me as a black person, it's cool to, see how my people are making such great inventions.
Yeah.
Breaking past all those stereotypes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool. And especially something so big security systems. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like. Really
mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, go ahead. For me, seeing my people doing good is something that I love to see. If I was to not be here, and I wasn't able to provide for my people or help my people, I would want to see them thrive even when I'm not here. And when mm-hmm. I am here, I want to see them thrive the same way, even if I'm not here, just to get them the motivation to want to go out and make a little bit of money or go out and invent the next this or be the next this. And you know, everybody has levels of expectation. Not everybody's going to be a super spectacular person and become a millionaire immediately. You know, it takes time to do things, but with the the proper determination, things of that sort, you can definitely get things done.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I just want to speak to what you were saying about, I think, Devin, you were saying undoing, the idea of the stereotype. It's mm-hmm. that stereotype has been seeded. It's a false stereotype because you can look back to, I'm looking at a list right now, Benjamin Banneker, 1791, invented the almanac. It's a basic piece of farm technology that we use to look at our weather, look at the seasons, look at planting mm-hmm. charts, back in 1791. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's a long list. You're talking about things being so basic that you wouldn't mm-hmm. even think about. It's the keychain.
I think it's amazing.
In 1894. Yeah. Isn't it awesome?
Yeah, I think it's amazing to shed light to literally everybody who doesn't know and be yes, a black person created that. So when we say Black Lives Matter, we mean all Black Lives Matter. Yes, yeah, that's exactly what we mean. Mm-hmm. It's not just pick and choose who you like.
For real.
And speaking as a white person who sees a lot of white fragility around when people say Black Lives Matter, it's y'all should be invested in the cause. Every day I look at this list and it's everyone benefits from what black people have created. Mm-hmm. And yet we don't have the decency to honor the lives that made that possible mm-hmm. and create a false narrative that it was all white people who did this. Mm-hmm. And it's just not okay. And saying Black Lives Matter as a white person is celebrating it does. White people are in denial sometimes that that's true. But when you look at the facts, there's no denying mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, definitely. And something for me that shows up now throughout these past few years between 2019 and 2020, one thing that's been really big over the years has been cancel culture. And some people take it to an extent and it's just sometimes it goes too far. And it can really, like, do things to, like...
I just want to shed light at the fact that cancel culture started in the black community, but it completely changed. Like, it completely changed from what it used to be. Really, the black community, black cancel culture was basically just us as a community deciding, okay, that person is trying to spread hate or spread negativity or did something that's, like, really bad and you just shouldn't be a part of it. So we literally just ignore them. Like, that's it. We don't talk about them more. It's done. Like, that's it. That's literally what it was. Yeah, but then I guess it changed so much over time and it just became what it is today.
Yeah. It got so popular amongst the rest of the communities and they were just like, oh, actually, I think I like this word. You're canceled. And then just started doing it.
Yeah, but it never started off like that. That's the thing. Yeah, no.
It sounds like it was a drawing of boundaries that started, right?
Yeah,
and then it turned into this, like, actually, if you say anything we don't like at any given time, we're going to throw you out. Mm-hmm. Versus like, nah, you're really, really damaging to our community. Mm-hmm. And like,
I feel like when something takes off, white people get their hands on it, they turn it, they can weaponize things and like lose the original intention because they don't pay attention to the black intention as Kingston's saying, it's about boundaries. This happened in the Me Too movement. The Me Too movement was founded by black women talking about intersectionality and violence and important issues, and a lot of times it gets used and weaponized in white communities with no respect actually for the deeper meanings of where that came from. So I really appreciate you bringing that up.
Yeah, I like you bringing out the Me Too movement because a lot of people now they really try to make a joke out of it, and it's crazy to me how you could make a joke about that period, but like from where it originated, making a joke out of that is really insensitive and
it's also the co-option of the language to be taken to, like, and now somehow it's that Me Too is a hashtag where we're actually forgetting like the black women who started that, similarly to the way like Breonna Taylor has become a hashtag, and we're forgetting that like she had a life, she had friends. You can't keep turning people and like ideas that are strong words that have a meaning just like into a meaningless hashtag, right? That's why like saying Black Lives Matter and still saying that it's not just a throw off hashtag is really important.
Exactly.
All right, and also I just want to say this real quick since we're talking about Black Lives Matter. This one woman, I think her name was Gabby, don't know the last name, she made a comparison, right? So she was saying, for example, all, like, everybody breathes air, right? So if you, like, go into that and say, like, one person, for example, Sally breathes air, right? We aren't saying that anybody else can't breathe air or doesn't breathe air or shouldn't be there. We're just saying Sally breathes air, right? So that's fine. So when you say all lives matter, okay, so if you go into that and say Black Lives Matter, we're not saying other lives don't matter. We're saying Black Lives Matter. So why is that a thing to get so angry?
Exactly. My thing is that when people say all lives matter, I'm like, okay, so then you agree with us. So then you agree with us then. And they're like, no, and like but you just said all lives matter. So when we say Black Lives Matter, you should be agreeing with us, right? If you really cared about that specific statement, and you really put time to educate yourself on that statement, then you would agree with us. You would stand with us, basically, right?
Yeah.
Well, and it's also the idea, like, by saying Black Lives Matter, we're like, we're saying a thing that people refused to say.
Exactly.
Like, refused to acknowledge when we go back to 3/5 compromise in our Constitution.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What people fail to realize is that when we say Black Lives Matter, we say it in a way that's like, okay, this the American government system, the criminal justice system, all that, they literally make it seem like as if Black lives don't matter. So now we're saying Black lives matter. We're telling them Black lives do matter. And if you don't change the institutionalized rules and laws you have in your system, and you don't actually give out justice to those who have killed innocent Black lives or Black lives in general, just because they have the authority to, and they just get away like no kind of consequence, whatever. We're trying to tell you now, yes, Black lives matter. That's what we're saying. We're not saying, oh, all lives don't matter because... But I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, facts. It's just the people. It's just I just don't like when people push the narrative that we don't care about other lives and it's all about just us and us and us and we take and we take.
Yeah. It's just not.
We're not saying it's all about us. we just need to be realized as a community, like, mm-hmm. things that are happening to us are actually important.
Exactly. Yeah. Basically, we're saying, currently, as things are being seen, y'all are making it seem like Black lives don't matter. So now we're telling you, Black lives matter. Hello.
Especially. Right, and start acting like it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, like, we're asked, that's the ask.
Exactly. Yeah,
and I feel like the people who, like, say all lives matter, I think they're just, like...
It's like a slap in the face to us, really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think they're just, like, upset that they can no longer ignore the injustices.
Exactly.
Yeah. That are going on in Black lives, because now it's interfering with their lives by hearing Black Lives Matter, so now they want
to
say...
Oh, I personally think they, like... They literally just want it to be about them. Like, why would it be about you? For what?
Maybe
it's so hard,
like, right?
Like the popular perspective. Like, and they were so popular at one point that when our movement started, you know, those things kind of, you know, they got kind of got, like, over, like, shadowed by, like, the people who actually care.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, well, I matter more than this movement. This is just a movement that, like,
exactly.
I'm way more important.
Mm. Like, if you really cared about your statement, oh, all lives matter, then you would specifically see that the way things are working out in this country right now, you would specifically see that Black lives are under, like, in danger. They're in danger mm-hmm. constantly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you would see it, then you would agree with us.
Yeah, there was this video. I found it really funny. I wish I knew what it was called. This guy asked, I think, about, like, 80-something people, all lives matter, right? They said, yes, exactly. So he was like, how about gay lives? They were like, not those. And to say, how about, like, the immigrant lives? Like, no, not those either. So, like, you know, you can't say all lives matter without including
exactly.
all lives. So,
and not talk about trans lives, disabled lives,
exactly.
LGBT lives, all of that.
Yeah.
People who are in cages right now, people who are
all
locked
lives,
up right
yeah,
now,
like,
and treated
all lives
unfairly.
Do matter. Just at this point in time, from a Black perspective, it's just not, like, the best time, and it never has been the best time for us. For, like, years on years now.
Generations. Since, hundreds
yeah,
of centuries.
Hundreds of years now. Ever since the first, like, few Black people died, it's been happening.
I think it's... I forget exactly who said it. It's one of those, like, big quotes that's out there. But that a measure of a country is how it treats its most disenfranchised citizens.
Mm-hmm. I've
right?
heard that quote before.
And, like, if we start with... say Black trans lives matter,
mm-hmm.
then everybody else can only do better from there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we start taking care of the people who have not been taken care of, then
mm-hmm.
everybody else can only do better
exactly
from
yeah.
there. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's in everybody's self-interest in some
yeah,
ways.
That's literally raising the bar for everybody else.
Defunding the police.
And then they
thank
just,
you.
Yeah, everybody just starts to realize that they need to push the narrative that Black lives do matter.
Mm-hmm.
And once they see that, like, once I started to realize that, a lot of more white people and, like, a lot of more, like, even light-skinned people are more... Everybody's out here. We're all pushing the narrative that Black lives matter because they now realized as many people as it's taken, like, as many people of, like, police and just, like, white people in general have taken from us, like, and now we're all starting to realize, you know, like, yo, this is, like, actually kind of serious now. Like, we're low-key, like, getting unpopularized.
Yeah, listen, and the fact that some, like, white people really believe to their true heart that Black people are equal to white people right now in this time of day to other, like, to higher powers is ridiculous. Because
mm-hmm.
they're not
yeah.
experiencing the racism. They're not experiencing the
mm-hmm.
they're not, no,
oppression. They're not experiencing
so,
any
like,
of it.
What are, who, I don't know what, like, why they think they can, like, say that. When this, you know,
exactly. Like, they genuinely like, think that we're actually, like, treated equally as they are. Like, actually,
they really believe that, and I think that's, like, scary and a big part.
Honestly,
of
it's like they literally have, like, they're, like, tone deaf. Like, they can't see, they can't
yeah.
hear. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, they don't want to. They don't
yep.
want, they don't
exactly.
Want to.
They literally want to stay ignorant.
Yeah,
I want to chime. I want us to continue this conversation next week. I know you
yeah.
were talking.
Yeah,
y'all
definitely.
Were talking about what a slap in the face can feel like.
Yeah.
I know that Catskill didn't approve a Black Lives Matter mural, so
mm-hmm.
maybe that's something we can talk about next week, but
wow.
I know that we've also got a couple other segments coming up in our show, so
yep.
I was
yep.
wondering if we can I appreciate so, y'all, this was a great start today
yeah.
like
right.
thanks for introducing so many amazing Black creators
yeah.
you're
yeah.
welcome.
So speaking of another Black creator, Sleepy Hollow, we have a song by him called Deep End, and we'll play that and we'll get back to you with the Rap Radar segments.
See
bye
you.
Guys
see y'all next time.
Later.
go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason.
Great Sean on the beat, by the way.
My body different. Shorty said she tryna kick it. I'm in the mouth, son, like a dentist. Cooking up, I'm in the kitchen. Big bro wildin' tryna catch a victim. I took a L, but now I'm back, game winning. Look, and I'm doing well. Don't even ask how I'm living. In real A cap, ride around with the sea lay back. They told me to chill, I'm itching to clap. If I pull up, somebody get whacked. Boy, tie and lace. Red lights, we gon' skip it. A new V, we was dipping. From the police, I was drilling. Skate on, huh? Run up a bag with my bro guards. Huh? Watch how I show off. Step in the room and she taking her clothes off. I ain't even say much, huh? Ain't even do much. They like sleeping you too much. No, I got a bag, right? Huh? No, I live a fast life. Said she fell in love, met her last night. Huh? Said she want the life. Girl, you must be dumb. No, you not the type. Huh? No, I'm not the type. I think I was lost in a past life. Came back, got my cash right. Say you want the source, I can get you right. But it's heavyweight, not light. Bro, keep a strap, son, like a dyke. Hit me shooting, he don't like to fight. I can get you wrapped up like a gift. Smoked up like a spliff. Chopper tell him back up or get hit. Got my racks up, now I'm lit. I can get you packed up in this. And my blood blue, cause I'm Crip fanny pack full of hundreds. I just reach on my waist and he running. Say a thing. Know they hate how I came up from nothing. Back out, get the drumming. I'ma show how I'm coming. I was down, now I'm up. They was hating on me, now they love it.
Go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason.
In that little top shot. Posted in front of the tribe, selling till the sun come down. Take a right off the map, when I hit him with this whole 100 round. Young jock in the club with my clock, You wanna play and then it's going down. We ain't hesitating, bullies get the blazing. I'ma lay him down like he in a lounge. Walk him down. My blood sliming out just like an anaconda. You go against me, then you just like a used. I roll them up and then I smoke them like some good. Hey, still doing drive-bys, but I wanna walk them. If I can't find them, you know I'm gonna stalk them. Cause some tape up on the scene, I had to white talk them. Running from my gun, but my bullets had to hold them. Posted in front of the tribe, selling till the sun come down. When I hit him with this whole 100 round. Young jock in the club with my clock. You wanna play and then it's going down. We ain't hesitating, bullies get the blazing. I'ma lay him down like he in a lounge. Walk him down. 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 Walk him down.
I was posted on the corner where the J's at. Roll up in the 4x4, pull up at the corner. Red in my drink when I park soda. I remember praying that the feds never take the Motorola. Chopper got the chopper, make him do a backflip. Pay my dog a down to walk him down, he need the racks. I've been drinking, I've been taking all this codeine to the face. Got a lot of M's in the safe. Caught a murder, then I beat the case. I was just about to do the race.
Posted in front of the tribe, selling till the sun come down. Take a right off the map, when I hit him with this whole 100 round. Jock in the club with my clock, You wanna play and then it's going down. We ain't hesitating, bullies get the blazing. I'ma lay him down like he in a lounge. Walk him down, 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 walk him down.
So, it's me, DJ Popcorn, and we're back with another segment called Rap Radar. I'm here with
DJ Walter White.
Up Next Projects.
And We're here to bring you Rap Radar. So, lately, who have you guys been listening to?
I'm here. I'm going to hear what next project got to talk. Because, you know, last week I already gave my Rap Radar. So, I'm going to let her do her thing and we're going to vibe off that.
All right. So, recently I've been listening to Ross Swish and a new artist. Well, not a new artist, but recently my cousin Chris Bird.
Yeah. Okay, Ross Swish and Chris Bird. Shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to Ross Switch.
Chris Bird is from the Bronx. Ross Switch is from, I believe, Philly or Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
we only have one of those artists right here. We have Ross Switch, Tretion, Clean Version. But yeah.
Let's get into it.
Let me put my on Do Not Disturb. I don't want nobody hitting my right now. Like, bro, you know when you be killing them?
Nine shots in the brew,
like, shake it, like, I just be with a teller, like, shake it, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Shake it, baby.
I'm in the trees.
No.
She gotta eat it.
What?
Then I might eat it. Mwah. I'll do gang on the meanest.
Ah.
If I call a demon.
Empty the clip.
Ain't no question needed. Pull up, start clapping that for no reason. She call my phone, like, what do you want? I got, like, two different options, blunt. I never call you cause you ain't too spoil you, but I need that. It been like a month. Riding around with the shit in the trunk. We gon' be Gucci, this Tito is tough. I just been skissing the skirt and the dash in reverse. And I pressure too low in the front. Don't give a fuck what they say about me.
Nope.
Or what they gon' do to me. End up like the last op. Get caught again, beat out your jewelry. Keep your chain tucked. You better go get your name up. I get bull of these the same. I been getting money, I ain't change up. They used to front on me back in the day. Now when they see me, it's do you remember me? You phony, you act like you know me. When I come around, I ain't feeling your energy. You ain't my homie, on court, I'm Ginobili. Pop up at your door like I came for deliveries. I hit it first, bro hit it second. We celebrate as a team, that's a victory. XC3, you can't see through the windows. I got them all black like I'm driving a limousine. Mix the Da Vinci and Mary and DJ that go together like they been high chemistry. Them a thought, I don't know why you picking me. If you a thought, I won't bring up your history.
If you a thought, I won't bring up your history.
They said they tired of waiting.
I'm getting impatient.
You never know what I'm thinking. When you a boss, they do what you make them. We hit them up, he planking. Stepping out like I'm making a statement. I like my bottles and cases. You know you killin' when that leg is shaking. Love,
shake it,
baby.
Shake it.
I'm in the treason. She gotta eat it. Then I might eat it. Out the gang, I'm the meanest. If I call a demon, ain't no question needed. Pull us off, clapping that shit for no reason. Suckers. You little dirty mother.
Little dirty mother.
She got a man, but we still
got a man.
Be the private, don't say shit when we in public.
At all.
Old red Bugatti, but the seats the color mustard. I move off actions when they speak, I never trust it. Don't talk on phones, we meet in person to discuss it.
Link up.
Take baby steps with the Nina, I never brush it. Cause when I get it, then I'ma brush it. Yeah, we the reason they stop and they functions. Nine shots, big NBA, you know the rest, but unless I'm brushing. I've been on go since I was a youngin'. We was in Miller, we wild and we brother. Free chopper, free trap, them my brothers ain't by this pole. Got this for my cousin, why is you talking? Homie, you rumbling, you try to artist and get him some management. Pay him a minute, I got a rocket, watch me use it. No, I ain't scrambling, I mean the she might need some bandages. I call the drinks on the plug for some cannabis. You want it done, sell you the bread. Baby, a few of my niggas gon' handle it. They said they tired of waiting.
I'm getting impatient.
You never know what I'm thinking. When you a boss, they do what you make them. We hit them up, he planking. Stepping out like I'm making a statement. I like my bottles and cases. You know you killin' when that leg is shaking. Love,
shake it,
baby.
Shake it.
I'm in the treason. She gotta eat it. Then I might eat it. Out the gang, I'm the meanest. If I call a demon, ain't no question needed. Pull us up, clapping that shit for no reason.
Okay.
Leg dance, leg dance, leg dance, hip sway, hip sway.
arm thing, twirl, spin. So, it's DJ Popcorn.
Walter White.
Up next, projects.
And we're here to talk to you guys about some music. So, what y'all just heard was Ross Swish, Tretion. And so, if y'all got any opinions on that song, send us your guys' opinions at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, and let us know what you think of today's radio show and how you guys are feeling. So, For me, I really like that song. As you can see, I came in and I was talking about twirling, spinning, arm thing, leg thing. I'm pretty sure some of y'all guys know dancing. You guys know the leg thing, the arm thing, and the spin thing. But yeah, definitely. So I really like that track. A lot of 808s, they hit hard, and I like that. And so, yeah, it was like a really hard-hitting track. I mean, like, you know, it was like the bass, you know, makes you want to dance and stuff. It was like the New York drill.
It was real fun.
Yeah, it really was. It's one of those tracks that you will play at, like, your cousin's birthday party, and y'all right by the pool, and so you're just like, oh, I'm going to twirl today.
Neck dance, neck dance, neck dance, hip sway, hip sway, hip sway.
Twirl, hey, twirl, lean, spin. Lean. Slap your cousin. Boom, boom.
Slap your cousin.
But what made you, you know, like, how'd you get on to him? How'd you... Who put you on to Ross Swish?
Well, as I know, I'm from New York, so we listen to a lot of underground people, whatever.
Yeah.
And Ross Swish is just somebody that we listen to in the community, basically, like, you know, quote unquote underground.
Yeah.
He's one of the people that we listen to. Like, he's fire. Like, you know what he's saying sometimes, yeah. You know, yeah, it's just sometimes. A beat and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a dope song, so it's valid.
Definitely a fun song. I have fun listening to it.
Yeah, I was bopping.
I was about to take my headphones off and start doing my thing, but you know.
Yeah. He was gonna hit the river dance.
Had to remain professional.
Yeah, I was gonna hit the river dance before we ended, but you know, I'm
so yeah, Ross Swish, he on Rap Radar, you know. Check him out.
Y'all look up Ross Swish.
Pull him up on YouTube.
Pull him up on YouTube. What else is he on? Do you know what else he's on? Do you know anything else he's on? No. Okay.
Probably like SoundCloud or something. You know, back in the days, SoundCloud.
Yeah, back in the days, SoundCloud.
iTunes.
I'm still on
iTunes,
there.
Matter of fact, he should be on iTunes.
Yeah, I'm still on there. You guys can check me out, SoundCloud at Low Phone Posit. Way to plug myself, go me. But
good one.
Go on.
Gotta plug you in there.
Yeah, I've got another track that someone I've been watching out for, and I've been waiting for him to drop. His name's Lil Tecca. A lot of y'all might know him from his track Ransom. And this
is
why
I got black. What you want?
Him. So I'm gonna play a track by him called
little
Did
dude.
It Again.
Little dude with the braces, right?
Yeah,
and
he looked like my little cousin.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he do. Yeah, yo, that ass.
We talk about him a lot. We're like, oh, we love you, Tecca. She's like, stop. So
oh, it's a sheep.
No.
Why y'all? Oh,
look, this is not a sheep.
No, your cousin.
Yeah,
you saying that she look like a little boy?
Yeah.
No, not Sabrina.
Nah.
I'm talking about the other one.
That's yeah, my, but your my cousin. other cousin, his name's Josh. Shout out Josh. He's right there. He's with my other cousin right now. Actually, he's with the one that I did call Lil Tecca. All
right, but let's get into it.
He looks more like Wiz Khalifa to me, but we're going to get into this one.
Hip-hop
it's called
radar.
Did
you
It Again,
know.
Hip-hop radar. Yeah.
I got a pack, hit him and do it again. A friend, I got bands, when they are flying to friends, drinking till a nigga bland. You got a man, know what I do to your mans. No, I ain't shooting the hands. Took a L, I ain't talking again. Crash a Rari, so I hop so pants. It's crazy how they watch a young go move. It's crazy, worry about yourself, make a move. You steady watching all the winners, you gon' lose. I don't gotta prove. You steady watching all the winners, you gon' lose. I don't ever lose. Flying my mother to Japan, flying my dad to Japan. We in the band. We gon' link up with the fam, yeah, I'm talking NBM. Yeah, buddy, I don't never lie. The chopper making the dance. Versatile freelance. Any bitch depends. Only with the if you a 10. Picking any beyond a man. If you wanna feature, give me a grin. Dripping my body, I'm cool like a fan. I cannot lose. I was up grinding, they snooze. Fuck all the fight, ain't be cool. Fuck all the dying, key tools. I got a pack, hit him and do it again. Friend, I got bands when they are flying to friends, drinking till in the land. You got a man, know what I do to your mans. No, I ain't shooting the hands. Took an L line to win a gang, crash a Rari, so I hop so pants. It's crazy how they watch a young go move. It's crazy, worry about yourself, you can make a move. You steady watching all the winning, you gon' lose. I don't gotta prove. You steady watching all the winning, you gon' lose. I don't never lose.
Thank you. Earl on the beat. Earl on the beat.
Run a look, be heat. Yeah. Give me that with a stick. Give me that with a key. Yeah. I get that money like blow. I'm in it with a meat. Yeah. I do this in my sleep. Yeah. Shawty sell me, she so geek. Yeah. Shawty tell me, she so geek. Yeah. I'm in it and I'm free. Yeah. I put VVs on my links. Yeah. Shawty can't wait to relink. Yeah. Well, I can't you get free. Yeah. Get laid on your, you get free. I play with that dirty look. Yeah. I need a mess for this heat. Yeah. I need to get for my bitch. Yeah. You know that chopper on me. You know that chopper on me. Yeah. I get them get lit. Yeah. Double C all on my sheet. Yeah. Don't you come in my yeah. Christian Dio, I bought you. Shawty gon' fuck on my drip. Yeah. Shawty ain't loving my drip. Yeah. I get that drip, you get drip. Yeah. 220 all on that rear. Yeah. I get that drip, you get drip. I'm dip, I'm a pimp. I'm a love, but we not simple. Yeah. I'm dip, get bent. Yeah. We ain't it with no teeth.
Thug a little picky bonnets. Shooting that shit to my sonics. I drop the dub and onyx. Two the thing up. Two beef in the back, she running. Pink part of bag, I'm thumbing. F in the 30 round gunning. What they saying, they fan, my shirt vintage, dustin'. I put them on game. Don't start snitching. Oops, back in 15, I was swiping. Ooh, beat up that I'm Tyson. Oops. Rackles, trifling, yeah. Cell phones don't call me. Yeah. Rich white money, Mike Lowry. Yeah. Keep one joystick like Atari. Yeah. VM a bat like Barry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and Kirk Carter go way back. Hey. Don't like me, then say that. Hey. 20 years older than Maybach. Whew. Flexing. Young flexing on
A-Pack. Shawty ain't loving my drip. I get that drip, you get drip. Yeah. 220 all on that rear. Yeah. I get that drip, you get drip. I'm flipped, I'm a pimp. I'm a little boy, we not simple. Up there, keep it. We ain't it with no tent.
Get closer.
Took her out of violence cause of pop. I run it like Nike, we got it on lock. Cardiac, I'm the boss man in a suit with no tie. I can't be sober, I gotta stay high. Put me some syrup in a can that's dry. Riding a special like Bunny and Clyde. Don't worry, baby, I keep me some fire. She named Nathan Burger, she cannot disguise. The ladies, Mercedes, here goes the surprise. Don't sleep on this lady, her pussy, her pride. Digging her back while I'm gripping her side. Digging back, back, this ain't regular size. We really fly, we like pelican guys. She range slick, I can tell her disguise. Upgraded my wrist, put her guess in the sky. She sing out my sauna and change my whole life. I taught her to goggle and work on her eyes. Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turned to the city, I broke all the notch. Got some more millies, I keep me a knot. I created history, it made me a lot. He tried to diss me and ain't no fox. We call him Chaucer cause they gonna chop. Took her out of violence cause of pop. I run it like Nike, we got it on lock.
K, money, K.
So, you see the clock, you see the time, you see the watch. It's time to close out, and it's time for the final song. Right here, we got Chef G, No Suburban Part 2. And, you know.
Yo.
And this song was selected